Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It's a beautiful definition of faith, and also a difficult definition of faith, because faith requires us to believe in things that we can't see. We often say seeing is believing, but in this case, not seeing is when we are called to have faith. And so, many times, because that is the situation, that we are called not to need to see it to believe it, but instead to believe it even when we can't see it, we sometimes find faith really difficult. Sometimes it's hard to believe in a God we can't see, hard to believe that God will find a way through a difficult situation that we're facing because we can't see a way out. Oftentimes, faith is difficult. It's difficult for us, and it's been difficult throughout the centuries. It was difficult back in the time that this letter to the Hebrews was written. The people of that time were struggling with their faith, struggling to keep faith when everything around them was showing them that they should give up their faith. So the author of the letter to the Hebrews writes to encourage people to stay strong in their faith. And so we have this beautiful definition of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But it's not blind faith that we're called to have, because then the author of Hebrews continues to spend the rest of chapter 11 detailing all of the people in the past who have stepped out in faith and who were rewarded as they followed the word of God, who believed and trusted in the words that God spoke to them. And these words were true words. It begins with Noah, talking about Noah. We just were talking about Noah with the kids and the kids in Christ time. It's actually a rather crazy thing to think about what God was calling Noah to do. When God says to Noah, build an ark because there's going to be a huge flood. And Noah looks around and it's a beautiful day like today and says, I don't see any drops of rain even. Why would I want to build a huge boat? And yet, Noah, in faith, believes the words that God has spoken to him and begins to build this huge boat, a huge ark, gathering together his family and animals, and all those who gathered into that boat were saved. And then we hear of Abraham and Sarah, who are called to leave everything they know to go to a land, a foreign land, that God promises not to them, but promises to their ancestors. The only problem is they don't have any kids at all. So it's a little hard to promise land to ancestors when you don't even have one descendant. And yet, Abraham and Sarah leave everything behind, their family, their homes. They gather it all up, Abraham and his wife, and they take what they can in a mobile kind of way and move to the new land that God says, I'm not going to give it to you. You can live here, but you are going to be foreigners in this land during your lifetime. But I promise you that in the future, this land will belong to your descendants. Stepping out in faith when everything around them would point to something different. Faith based on what is not seen. It continues to go through the whole chapter, listing Moses and David and Solomon and Samson. And so we did not read all of chapter 11. We'd have been here for a while. So I encourage you at home instead. You can go through and read all of chapter 11, and you can see all of the different people who stepped out in faith, listening to the word of God, listening even when they couldn't see how it could come to be true, but trusting in that word of God. And then it concludes with the beginning of chapter 12, which we just heard. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. So this all of chapter 11 is laying out all of these people who are part of this cloud of witnesses who have come before to give those at that time and to give us hope. Hope that when God speaks to us, that God's word is true, and it's not blind faith that we are called to have, but instead it is faith based on a long history of God keeping to God's promises. But the beauty of this passage is that it doesn't only relate to all of those from the Old Testament and how they had faith. This verse is one that is especially close to my heart, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, because they are verses I had read at my ordination. So when I became a pastor, these verses were ones that I clung to as I was moving into this new phase of my life, into ministry, knowing that all of these people had helped to bring me to this place. What I didn't know is that my mom knew that I was a quilter, and so my mom mailed off little squares, about 6x6 squares, to all my family and friends and asked them to write something of words of encouragement or different sorts of things. And on my ordination day, she handed me a stack of squares and said, "You can make this into a quilt." So you can see up here, it's also on the front of your bulletin. This is the quilt that I made from the squares that were handed to me. But across the top, my mother-in-law, she embroidered a cloud of witnesses. It's hard to see because she kind of used a multicolored thread there. But this quilt that I had made, it hung on my wall in my office when I was a pastor in New Jersey. And then when we moved here, it now hangs in my house. And when Pastor Joel became a pastor, we similarly made one for Pastor Joel. And if you go in Pastor Joel's office, you'll see his quilt hanging on his wall as well. But we have these quilts there because it reminds us of the cloud of witnesses that is there helping us. Helping us and supporting us, that it wasn't just Abraham and Moses and all these people a long time ago, but there's a whole bunch of people that are part of our cloud of witnesses to help our faith, help us grow in faith, help us in times when our faith maybe needs that extra bolstering, that times when we're not sure, we can't see the way through, that all of these people are praying and supporting and encouraging us. And so so I have this quilt as a visual reminder to remind me of all of those people. And Pastor Joel has one as well. But the beauty of this image of the cloud of witnesses is that it's not only pastors that get clouds of witnesses, but all of us have a cloud of witnesses. All of us are supported and surrounded by those who helped bring us to faith and those who continue to surround us, who come along and walk alongside us when we find ourselves in difficult situations and we can't see the way out, that there are those who come along and bring faith when we don't have the faith to help us until we can again see God, till we can again move through that situation. And so I thought it would be interesting for me and for all of us to reflect with each other. So if you're not by someone, you're going to have to move. I apologize. You're going to have to actually get up and find somebody because I'd like you to share with someone around you who is one or more people that are part of your cloud of witnesses, people who have helped to support and encourage you in your faith to bring you to this place, maybe people who are currently in your lives that help you to support your faith when you're struggling. And in your bulletin, I have put these beautiful clouds that I was showing all of our kids at the Kids in Christ time. So each of you should have a cloud. And what I'd like to do is invite you, after you're sharing or while you're sharing, to write the name of one or more people on these clouds. And then you can either bring them forward at the sacred space time and put them up here on the table, or I'll come through the aisles and pick them up during as we're singing the hymn. But as part of our prayers today, I want to give thanks to God for all of these people who are part of our cloud of witnesses. I do want to just give you a little heads up. Like, if you put six names on here, I am not reading all six names, though. I'll read at least one from everyone's cloud. But we're going to lift up all of these clouds, our collective cloud of witnesses. So just take some time, reflect, and share with someone who's around you. Who are the people in your lives that are part of your cloud of witnesses? one more minute to share with each other. Some of you are already done, I know. But if you're not done sharing, like one more minute. I'm sure we have many, many people on our cloud. So if you don't get everyone down on your cloud, it's okay. But it's a beautiful thing to just hear. And I invite you this week even to continue to reflect on the gift of all of these people who are part of your cloud of witnesses, who help you to run the race. Run the race with perseverance, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, knowing that Jesus is always ahead of us and that this cloud of witnesses is always supporting us but from behind, helping us to hold true to our faith. And so I invite you in this week to continue to rejoice in the gift of this cloud of witnesses that comes to us, holding us in faith. Thanks be to God. Amen.